We're in the Spice Lounge in Mitchett, and I'm talking to Sean Usher of Sean Usher Media. The inventor, I think, of social media in Surrey Heath.
I am the guy. I am the guy. And I have to say that you've shown me some great apps this evening, Paul. I'm impressed by your knowledge in particular. You just need to know so much. It's incredible, really.
Well, I listen to a lot of technology podcasts. I do. I listen to a lot of that stuff because, firstly, I'm interested in it. But second of all, I want to exploit every technology there is out there.
Well, you've got all the tools. Look at this microphone. They've got a kit bag full of gear.
Yeah,
incredible.
Yeah, but actually all the kit I have, you don't actually need that. We're recording this podcast on an iPhone 4S. As long as you've got a smartphone, you can take photos, you can take video, you can record podcasts, you can do it all.
Well, I've got a 4S too. I love the 4S. I just think it's a great tool. I mean, you can do so much with it, and I think it's a great advantage to using this for someone like you who's really involved in social media and also at a very local level. I think it's a great tool.
Well, I'm hoping, Sean, that you'll do some stuff with us. I mean, you're an ex-radio presenter. What channels did you broadcast on?
I was on the original County Sound.
County Sound, which is now Eagle Radio.
It's now Eagle Radio, based in Guildford, covering the whole of, Northwest Surrey or something. I can't remember. It's such a long time since I actually worked there, but... But back in the 80s, I did quite a few shows there, and I mean, the landscape has all changed now. But I think getting back to the local thing, we couldn't do this back in the day, like you are doing now. You've got quite a big audience now, and your audience can only grow from here because the media that you've got, like in Guildford or wherever, cannot deliver the same kind of local slant on things that you do, and I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I think they can actually. I just don't think that. I think they're, as we were discussing before off air, I think they're just burying their heads in the sand, to be honest with you. A bit like HMV were burying their heads in the sand, and Blockbuster Video in the wake of Spotify and Netflix and all that sort of stuff. But they just don't want to embrace it.
Yeah, but they'll never get down to the local level that you get down to. You're down to a really, really
hyper-local.
You're deep.
I've gone deep.
You are deep, and that's, you know, and that's what it's all about, especially from a local point of view. Mm. And I think people do like to be involved at a very local, you know, or actually hear about things at a very local level that they won't actually hear on the Eagle. They won't see it in, you know, the local newspaper, the Star, or the Canberra News, whatever it's called these days. You know, I mean, I think.
Well, the other thing is something we've always wanted to do on the Residence Network is focus on the positive stuff that's going on in the community. And unfortunately, bad news sells. Mm-hmm.
So you're the good news guy.
We're the good news people. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at the papers these days, 90% of it is just horrible stuff that's going on, where we like to turn that on its head and report on the positive stuff that's going on. And there's plenty of positive stuff going on, certainly in this community, in Surrey Heath. This is one of the most vibrant communities I've ever seen. I've lived in a few places around the world. The community spirit is inspiring. Mm. And David Cameron claims, this whole... not localism.
I know what you mean, but yeah, I know.
You know, he claims that as the big society.
Big society is
what I was looking for. Yeah. He claims that as his idea. Actually, the big society has been happening in Surrey Heath for years, probably before he was born.
Yeah, yeah. But people didn't get to know about things that are happening locally, and this is why, you know, citizen journalism like what you do is so important. I think it's great for the community. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
I think you can only get to be a bigger entity and a more important entity within the local community by what you're doing day in, day out almost.
Yeah, well,
this is almost like a full-time job for you.
It's becoming that way, yeah. I mean, I have a part-time job at the Royal Surrey County Hospital. It used to be full-time, but I've gone down just to 2 days a week now so I can concentrate more on the Residence Network. I probably will have to give that up eventually, even though I love it. It is a full-time job. I mean, this weekend, the Residence Network, not just me, because we have other contributors, but the Residence Network covered 5 events. Mm. Just this weekend alone, we did the Camberley Farmers Market, the Surrey Youth Games, we did the Light Water Fete, the Purbright Scarecrow Festival and the RMA Heritage Day at the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst.
And all these things are on your blog?
All of them are on the Resonance Network. And the other thing is we like to publish them, if not on the same day of the event, then at the latest the next day, otherwise it's old news. Because people, you know, if you've interviewed somebody at an event and you say, yeah, that'll be on the Resonance Network, they're not going to look for it in 2 or 3 weeks' time. They'll have forgotten about it. So that's why it's important that you get the information up there quickly.
And what you're also doing is you're creating, and we've spoken about it before, you're creating a history. You're creating something that's actually up there in the cloud that people can go back
forever
and reference.
We've got some incredible people that live in Surrey Heath, not just in Surrey Heath, all over the UK, but in this context, we've got some incredible people. And there are some people out there that are, let's say, older, don't like to say old, but older, who have got some incredible stories to tell about things that have happened in this community that will be lost forever unless we record it.
No, that's good. I know it's getting a bit noisy now. I think they're trying to get rid of us, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. Well, listen, Sean, thanks for talking to us.
No problem.
Really enjoyed the curry tonight. What a great curry, the Spice Lounge.
Yeah, well, I've really enjoyed it too. One of the best naan breads I've had in a long while. But I look forward to being back on the blog at some point.
Yeah, well, we're talking about doing a regular podcast show, so watch this space.